NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Americans are apparently feeling better about the economy. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index shot up 25 points in the last 3 months. It's still not near the level economists consider a sign of economic health, but as Danielle Carson reports, confidence is bouncing back to levels not seen since the summer.
Americans are more optimistic about business conditions and job prospects. They don't seem too bothered about Europe's debt crisis, at least so long as it doesn't affect their work or paychecks. The boost in consumer confidence seems to be in line with decent holiday sales and what NPD Group analyst Marshall Cohen calls frugal fatigue.
They're tired of living in this non-spending cocoon they've been in during the post-recession recovery period. They've now said, you know what, I have needs. I'm going to go out and spend on them.
But Cohen cautions not to read too much into the higher readings. Wage growth has all but ground to a halt, and that could dampen consumer confidence and therefore spending in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Up to 120 Sears and Kmart stores are on the chopping block. Sears Holdings is announcing the closures after reporting very weak holiday sales. Retail analyst Brian Sozzi says both Sears and Kmart have failed to keep up with competition from Walmart, Target, and other chains.
Sears has no identity. I do not know what the Sears brand stands for, and I do not know what Kmart stands for.
Sears says it's changing its business model, shifting away from trying to improve marginally performing stores and focusing on those that generate cash. The company isn't saying which of its more than 4,000 stores are closing. In Sudan, fighting continues near the disputed border with South Sudan. The resurgence in violence comes after Sudan's army killed a powerful rebel leader. NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports that his death deals a major blow to rebel movements fighting government forces in the troubled Darfur region.
There are reported skirmishes in the area of Sudan between Darfur and North Kordofan. This follows the announcement of the death of Khalil Ibrahim, the influential leader of the Justice and Equality Movement, the main rebel group in Darfur. GEM, as it's known, has in the past conducted an audacious strike on the Sudanese capital Khartoum and had threatened more such attacks. The rebels have been battling government troops and their Janjaweed allies in Darfur in a war Washington has called genocide. The Darfur conflict has fallen off the international radar, as Sudan's other deadly confrontations, as well as its bitter split with newly independent South Sudan, have grabbed the headlines. Ophebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
An hour before the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 24 points at 12,318. The NASDAQ is up 13 points at 2632. The S&P is up 3. This is NPR. President Obama is straddling the aisle in his nominations to fill two vacancies on the Federal Reserve Board. Democrat Jeremy Stein is a Democrat, private equity executive Jerome Powell, a Republican. Los Angeles voters will get a chance to weigh in on health and safety practices in the city's lucrative porn industry. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, backers of a law that would mandate the use of condoms on porn sets has gathered enough signatures to qualify for this summer's elections.
The AIDS Healthcare Foundation has spent years trying to mandate the use of condoms by actors in adult films. The foundation turned in more than 70,000 signatures to the Los Angeles city clerk. Only 41,000 are needed. But it's unclear whether voters will get the opportunity to vote on the issue. L.A. City Attorney says they don't have the legal authority to enact such a law. Only state lawmakers do. Recently, though, California's head of occupational safety and health weighed in on the matter and sided with backers of the initiative. The division head told the Los Angeles Times that she believes the city has the right to use its authority to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS. A judge may hear arguments about the ballot battle as soon as next month. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
The Mall of America, the nation's largest shopping mall, is back in business and at least 9 people are under arrest after fights broke out in the mall yesterday. Dan Jasper is the mall spokesman.
There were large groups of juveniles, teenagers, early 20s probably, and they were a series of fights throughout the mall, and which included in the food courts throwing chairs.
Some stores went into lockdown mode. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.